This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. House Republicans have pulled out of talks with Democrats to ban the use of hacked or stolen information in political campaigns, leading Democrats to pledge themselves to not participate, aid, or encourage hackers or foreign actors in any attempt to influence American elections. An international tribunal found Ecuador violated a treaty with the U.S. by allowing its court system to issue a $9.5 billion judgment against Chevron in an environmental case. Most nursing homes in Florida are still working to meet new backup power rules, which were triggered by a dozen patient deaths after Hurricane Irma knocked out air conditioning at their residence a year ago. Trump administration said it wants to effectively end a decades-old legal settlement that bars long-term detention for immigrant children when families are arrested for trying to enter the U.S. illegally. EPI has computed the teacher pay gap compared to similar workers on wages and benefits to be 11.1% less, having steadily widened in the last several years. Some 45 million Americans work in low-end service jobs, typically earning less than $30,000 a year. By 2026, the government projects the number will be 50 million. West Virginia has the highest share of its population covered by Medicaid, 29%, including about 160,000 who became eligible in the Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act, all of which has pushed Democratic Senator Manchin up 7 to 10% in the polls for re-election. President Trump took aim at Apple computers after the tech giant said the White House proposed tariffs on China could result in price hikes on popular consumer devices like AirPods, the company's wireless headphones, and the Apple Watch. Recent research by economists and Social Security Administration concluded that the parceling out of less skilled work to low-wage contractors, Goldman Sachs outsourcing its janitorial services, say, or Apple contracting out the assembly of its iPhones to Foxconn, could account for about one-third of the increase of wage inequality in the U.S. since 1980. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.